Wind energy accounted for 43% of the total Irish electricity supply last month, setting a new record for March. At a county level, wind farms in Kerry produced the most power, followed by Cork and Tipperary. Last year, the average wholesale electricity price in March was more than €140 per megawatt hour, but fell to €87 last month. Well, let's talk to Noel Caniff, who's CEO of Wind Energy Ireland, which represents the industry. So this March was unusually blowy, Noel, with the result that we had this new record.
It was indeed, Brian. Thanks very much for having me. Yes, one of the consequences of maybe some of the stormy weather we've had in March has been that a vast majority of our electricity over the course of the month, 43%, came from clean, domestically produced Irish wind energy. So that's up from the previous record, which was set in 2020. And as you mentioned, because Irish wind farms produce that power without burning fossil fuels, which are imported, it means that it reduces the wholesale electricity price. So we had a 40% reduction in the wholesale electricity price this March compared to March 2023. And all signs are pointing to that trend continuing over the rest of the year.
And wind farms in Kerry, Cork and Tipperary producing the most energy, is that because they typically have more wind farms, or was that part of Munster particularly stormy in March?
So you're right, a lot of the wind farms in Ireland are located around the south coast, but we do have a lot off the west coast and indeed in Donegal and in places in the north as well. Storm fronts tend to hit Ireland first on the southwesterly coast, so our typical wind comes from that southwesterly direction. So that's why counties like Kerry, like Cork, do tend to produce a vast majority of our wind energy over the course of an entire year. This month is the first month in our monthly reports where we've partnered with the Green Collective so that we can present this information on a monthly basis. It's something that we're looking forward to doing going forward. And of course, that's only going to grow and grow over time as we try to move towards our 2030 targets, Brian, and move from 40% renewable electricity to 80% renewable electricity over the next 5 years or so.
And I want to come to this question of price, of what consumers are paying. But just quickly on this, are there conditions where it's too stormy for the windmills to operate?
There are safety conditions on the turbines, of course, where the wind speed might get too high and the wind turbines do turn out of the wind. So they activate a high wind speed shutdown, it's called. But that is an incredibly high speed and it would need to be consistently maintained for a period of hours. So the wind turbines are engineered very well. They can manage these storm conditions. And indeed, over the weekend, when we did have Storm Kathleen here, a lot of our wind energy was coming from wind at that point.
All right. Just on this question of price, wholesale price is down, but what people are paying, what the consumers are paying, is not reflected in the bills, is it?
So how the electricity bill works is the wholesale energy price makes up a proportion of that, and then other components such as network costs or supplier charges are also taken into account. Mm-hmm. The very high price spikes that we've seen over the past 2 years have been a direct result of the Russian invasion of the Ukraine and the resulting security of supply challenges that we've had across the entire continent of Europe, with gas becoming extremely expensive. So the key message is the more wind energy that we get onto the system, the less imported fossil fuels that we need to burn, and that helps then to reduce wholesale prices, which get passed on to consumers over time. And we've seen some of those prices coming down with electricity suppliers over the previous months.
All right. Very good. Noel Caniff from Wind Energy Ireland, thanks very much for that.